Hello and welcome to the Spotlight Podcast. Today we're joined by Sarah Perry, actor, movement coach and yoga teacher. Hi Sarah.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
So tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so my background is in acting. So I started as an actor 20 something plus years ago. I still dabble, of course, in that world. But over the time have really, I've always had a passion for movement and an interest in it. And it's just sort of happened that I've gone more into the world of movement directing, movement coaching, tutoring, and as you mentioned with the yoga as well is part of that. So yeah.
And how did you get into being a movement and acting coach?
It all really evolved naturally. It wasn't something I'd planned to get into. As I said, I was really interested in movement for myself initially, and as an actor, to try and learn more about the body, to try and get more confident with the body as a tool, finding different ways of expressing, different techniques. And I think over the years, as I learned more and went to more classes and workshops and courses, I was quite interested in sharing that, you know, sharing some of that, and then began to work with some companies corporately, first of all, as a movement coach, more for business actually, so for posture and when they're pitching presentations, how they should stand, how they should present themselves. And then from that, I think one thing just sort of led to another, and then I found myself getting more work in that field. And obviously being in the acting world, my contacts were all mostly actors as well, so it just, yeah, naturally developed.
And are there some top tips for movement that actors might not have previously considered?
Ooh, top tips. Top tips for actors that they haven't previously considered. I think in terms of this, it's still quite tough getting actors to regularly attend movement classes, I have to say, even though like drama schools are great. When I went, it was great. We had movement, but not as much as they have now. And I do find that a lot of actors love to go to their voice classes, love to go to their screen acting, but still find it, I don't know whether they feel it unnecessary or whether it's a confidence thing. I think they feel that they need to be good at moving to work on movement. Mm-hmm. But I think I don't know if it's a top tip as such, but it's like it doesn't matter. You just work within your scope as a mover, whether you're not flexible, whether you're not strong, whether you're have technique. It doesn't really matter, but you still need to work on the scope of movement or skills that you have. And I find a lot of actors feel that they should be movers and mm-hmm. should be maybe dancers, but it's not what movement for actors is about. It's just getting to know your tool, raising body and self-awareness. So I think top tip, I don't know, it's a tough one, just do what they enjoy. Find a movement practice that resonates with them, and then maybe do something that counterbalances that. So if it's something like, I don't know, they like boxing or and that's their thing, then maybe try something quite opposite. And of course, I'm going to recommend yoga because that's what the world I'm in as well. But something that really works the body in a different way that they may not have thought that they would need or go to, just to kind of give the body that balance, I suppose, of movement practices.
So what would a typical movement class involve?
Movement for actors?
Yeah.
Class? Yeah. So, I mean, I think first of all, it's really about getting the actor in tune with themselves. So how is their body feeling that day? Are they feeling grounded? Are they feeling anxious? Are they feeling distracted by whatever's on their mind and how their day or week has been, and just trying to get them into a place where they're more connected with themselves. And through the body is a good way to do that. It's easier to connect through the body with movement than it is to go directly through the mind. So initially it would be doing warm-ups, obviously, to prep the body, to get them centered, grounded, rooted, and as much as possible connected to themselves. And then from that, once they're in that place, it would be whatever that creative stimulus of that class was. So it could be something devising, it could be working on a particular movement technique, it could be to enhance their ability to physically listen to other bodies as well, or to work on, specific techniques, so whether it's Laban or Lecoq or Feldenkrais, whatever it is. But I think it's really about getting them in touch with themselves first and then working towards creating.
And what is it about motion capture? So you teach motion capture classes as well. When did that come about, and is there a real need for that? Is it completely different?
Yeah, I think so. And again, it's something I really fell into by chance. I was working with the animation companies, so I work a lot with animators as well, in post-production, so bringing their characters to life, so physical characters to life, even though it's sort of in art form, CG or 2D. And then working with a lot of the visual effects companies, a lot of the work they do in films especially, now it's becoming more in TV and obviously games as well, they have need for motion capture or performance capture actors, which is really about recording an actor's movement and motion. And it used to be a world that was quite dominated by stuntmen, dominated by dancers, because I think they felt that they were the ones that understood their bodies. They had the physical ability and the strength. But as films have developed and as games have developed, these characters not only move, they feel, they emote, they need a performance. And so a lot of the dancers and stuntmen are not actors. Some are, some are great and can do it all. So they need really an actor who can express, storytell, emote, and share their story, but they also need to be really aware of their bodies, how they move, and have skills that are worth capturing. So whether that is dance or whether it is martial arts or whether it's creature performance, which I particularly love, or whether it's a form of mime or circus skills. I mean, normally an actor would get hired based on their physical skill set, and the way that an actor has to move to fit the technology is their number one challenge, because what works in live action, maybe on stage for example, doesn't necessarily translate well once you add the cameras, the technology, the software. They have to work with technology, and that's challenging but also can be really exciting. So they just need to be aware of different techniques to think of to allow that performance to translate in the world of mocap.
Mm-hmm. And there's a different way to move the body that actors normally are used to. Is it a different thing to learn?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you have to just work again. It's on, as I said before, about body and self-awareness. You need to know what your body is doing. So again, a movement director can then direct you to do other things as a conventional director would, working with text, for example. But yeah, there's just things to consider that you don't have to consider when you're working in live performance. So for theatre, you don't have to worry about cameras or the technology or innate, because with mocap, it's not your body that's necessarily moving, it's a creature or some sort of character you're playing. And you might be, so for myself, I'm 5'1", medium-ish build, but the character I'm playing might be 6 foot, really massive, really muscular. And so I have to change my movement vocabulary to fit their body and their sort of size specifications. Mm-hmm. So you have to adapt and change your way of moving to suit them, mm-hmm. As it were. And there's a lot that the animators do with that, but there's a lot that an actor needs to be aware of to make the best out of that physical performance.
Mm-hmm. So how does acting and movement for animators differ from movement for actors? Because you also teach animators about movement as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where it started. I was working really with animators before I got into mocap for actors, actually, although I was working with actors conventionally before. Animators, some people say they're kind of actors as well. They still need to tell a story. They still need to allow their characters to emote and feel and express. However, they don't need to act themselves, but what they do need is to movement analyze. So they need to really understand how the body is moving, with what efforts and different shapes the body makes, gestures, posture, etc., and what that expresses. So it is different. We still do, we work on Stanislavski, we work on Laban, you still do some conventional topics that you would work with actors, but the where you lean towards is quite different. It's more about observation. What are you seeing when someone is sad? What are you seeing when someone is happy? And how does the body express that? Mm-hmm. And they already get the recorded voice, so they're also picking up clues in the actor's recorded voice, you know, the intonations of what the subtext is, and they need to work out the gestures from that. So it's similar, but it is quite different in terms of what you need to emphasise in that particular class.
And on top of this, you also teach yoga as well, and you've taught yoga here at Spotlight. Mm. Would you say it's imperative for an actor to try yoga?
I would say that. I would be biased. I think, I mean, definitely. I think there's a... I think number one is before you become another person, you know, before an actor becomes another body, another personality, another way of thinking, they need to look after themselves first. And I think yoga is a great way of connecting with self, body, breath, and mind. Mm-hmm. A great way of just checking in, like, how are you doing today, before you can then become another body. And another way of thinking, and as I said, another personality with another story, etc. So I think it's a great way to work the body, a great way to work. I mean, the breath is important, and especially, you know, for an actor as well as others, but actors especially, you know, voice and movement are the fundamentals, and more the mind as well. You know, definitely. We're complex enough as it is, and if you add acting on top of that, you know, becoming other people with other issues. I was speaking to some actors yesterday, actually, about how when you're acting, for example, say if you're in a six-month run on stage and you are playing a character, for example, that is highly aggressive, highly angry, highly tormented, on a cellular level, your body doesn't know you're acting. Mm-hmm. So your body thinks that you are going through these emotions and these feelings and can actually create symptoms, illnesses, anxieties that correspond to what that character is going through, even though it's not you, but the body doesn't know.
Yeah.
And so I think yoga is a great way, and movement in general, actually, to shift out that trauma, even if it's the character's trauma, out of your body, so you can then be well and your body knows you're okay, if that makes sense.
So today is the start of Mental Health Awareness Week. And as you just said there, it's going to be in reference to another article putting out an In Conversation With piece we recorded with an actor who also said the same thing, in that she felt her body didn't necessarily know when she was playing the part of someone who was brutally attacked. Her body didn't know that wasn't really happening. Mm. And she was completely drained afterwards, and then she had to go and film a wedding scene. Mm. And it's, you have to be able to just switch it on and off so easily, and it's very, very difficult to do. So with something like yoga, for example, with regards to mental health, you think can really help to quiet the mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so, definitely. I think there needs to be, you know, these sequences, you don't have to be practicing a whole hour, you know, sort of three times a day. It's not about that. But I think before a performance, for example, you need to just do something, even if it's a 5-10 minute breathing or meditation exercise or a simple movement sequence. And I think definitely, as you expressed with the actress that has experienced that, to do something after the performance. Mm-hmm. To sort of say, okay, that's what's happened to that character. Now I have to connect with me again. Mm-hmm. And then mentally tell myself and my body and my mind, etc., that I'm okay. And again, breathing, meditation is great. And you don't have to do, you know, it could just be 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to, okay, after a show, I have to do another hour.
Yeah.
You know, yes, have those long practices in your regular routine. But I think it's really important for their mental health well-being. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's interesting. She said exactly the same thing. Mm. Like, do something nice for yourself afterwards.
Yeah.
So I think it's another thing that actors maybe don't feel they can often ask for, especially when you're a jobbing actor and you're changing all the time and you may be on independent films and what have you. But just asking for 10 minutes after you film something, if there is something quite intense and difficult and you do have to go to those dark places, if you can just ask for 10 minutes and just have some time to yourself and have those yoga practices ready to go, and then you can calm down and quieten your mind, and then you will make yourself better at the next scene as well, because you can switch those dark emotions off and be ready to go again.
Yeah, definitely. I know, I agree 100%. And I think, yeah, it's just reminding that it's okay to do that and give yourself permission and time to do that. And sometimes when you are in a performance, and maybe especially younger actors coming out of drama school, think, oh, they'll be okay, you know, I'll be fine. You know, I feel like this now, and I'm on a high and I'm on a buzz, and the character got that adrenaline going through, and I can go straight into that next scene, or, you know, the next part of your day filming something else. But no, you need those transitions, I think, are really important, as you suggested, for, again, our well-being. It's is so important.
So that's sort of a daily meditation or daily yoga to keep that practice up.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as I say, you know, you don't have to do, if you have an hour, fantastic, great, do it when you have that time. You know, incorporate movement and breathing and meditation. But if you only have those 10 minutes, sit quietly, breathe. You can use visualization techniques, you can use breathing techniques, whatever resonates with each individual. But I think it's important that actors, it's okay, you know, and we need it more, because we are playing with lots of psychologically, psychological stuff, I want for a better phrase. You know, with different characters, we're not just ourselves, you know. Actors are playing numerous people with numerous issues, with numerous problems, and not just problems, of course, it's not all dark, but they can, you know, and they have to tap into some dark, truthful places. And Stanislavski is brilliant and all that, and again, that was my training, but it can take you places that you need to then take yourself out of.
It's very hard to do that.
Yeah.
So for anyone who wants to know a bit more about how to learn the yoga and learn motion capture, where can they go to find out more about your classes?
Yeah, so I have a company, Shapes in Motion, that I set up in 2010. And one of the strands of it is offering actors workshops, sort of monthly workshops, primarily movement, you know, movement for actors. And one of those is the mocap, you know, is sort of understanding, or an introduction to at least, motion capture performance and what you need to do to get into that world. We also do sort of skill set things that will assist those actors that want to get more into that world. And I teach the yoga and yoga therapy, one-to-one mostly, but as you said, group classes taught here as well. Last year, and so for them to get in touch if they'd like to, or get in touch with you and then go from there.
Yeah, and your website, is it shapesinmotion.com?
Yes, it is, www.shapesinmotion.com.
Lovely. And your Shapes in Motion on Twitter as well?
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that.
There you go. Follow Sarah on Shapes in Motion over on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And check out her website, shapesinmotion.com, to find out more about her classes that she teaches. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you, Lindsay. My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Spotlight podcast. Do follow us on Twitter at Spotlight UK, and on Facebook at Spotlight UK, and the same on YouTube.